I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 457, Not a Sanitized Sissy. On a free afternoon in Jerusalem, I made my way to the Wailing Wall. When I got there, I was so impressed. It was an emotional experience for me. I put on my kippah and reverently approached the wall. There were Orthodox Jews praying and rocking back and forth at the wall. People were reading the Torah in Hebrew and chanting scripture. It was a holy place and a holy moment. I found a spot at the wall where I wouldn't be bothering anyone, and I touched the ancient stones of Solomon's temple and began to pray. As I was leaving, I was invited by a Jew into an archway that showed more of the wall and more rooms as well. When I was in there, he asked me if I had a pen and paper so I could write a prayer down and stick it in the wall as others were doing. I said no. So he handed me a paper and pen. I wrote down a prayer and went to pray at the wall. When I went to hand him the pen back, he held out his hand for money with a smirky grin on his face. "Give me a donation," he said. "Help the Jews. God will bless you." I was surprised. I reached my hand in my pocket and found a couple of dollars and handed it to him. And he said, "Oh, no, no. A real gift. Give a real gift." Again, I reached in and I found a $5 bill. And I handed it to him. He said, "Oh no, give a sacrificial gift and God will bless you." I was stunned. I turned and left. And as I made my way from that holy site, I felt dirty. The joy had gone out of worship, and the intimacy with God I felt in that place was gone. And it was then that I realized, as I walked with my back to the Wailing Wall, that that must have been the very kind of Jew that Jesus threw out of the temple 2,000 years before. This podcast is called The Two Greatest After the Two Greatest Commandments, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And sometimes people get in the way of that love, and Jesus is upset. All four Gospels record what has been called the cleansing of the temple. In fact, John records one at the beginning and one at the end of his Gospel, and there's a debate about whether it was one or two accounts. And Jesus is not a sanitized sissy. Give me about five minutes to slow down. Explore that thought. Hear a portion of God's word. Ask a great question. Pray a thoughtful prayer and challenge you to love God and love people boldly as Jesus did. If you Google Warner Solomon's Head of Christ, you'll see the picture of Jesus that hung in my house. It's from the 1940s. It's Jesus with a flowing beard and blondish brown hair and saccharine blue eyes. It's been reproduced over 500 million times. And that Jesus is clean and safe and passive and somewhat effeminate. This is the Jesus Wants Me for a Sunbeam Sunday School lesson. Jesus, who wouldn't hurt a flea. And while Jesus was love and is love incarnate, that love often expressed itself in anger at hypocrisy, injustice, the exploitation of the weak and the vulnerable in society. Jesus was no divine doormat. Kevin Lehman tells the story of a mother who caught her two boys arguing over who would get the first pancake. Mom thought she had a teachable moment, so she said, "If Jesus was sitting here, he would say, 'Let my brother have the first pancake. I can wait.'" So the older boy turned to his younger brother and said, "Great, Ryan, you be Jesus." You know, to many, Jesus is Mr. Rogers with a beard. And while we never want to discount the tenderness of Christ, neither can we dismiss the courage that Jesus showed in reaching out to the powerful in order to help the vulnerable. What made Jesus mad? In the Gospels, it was things like rulers who oppressed people, Matthew 12, Luke 6, John 9, when kids were being pushed aside, again, Mark 9, 36 and 37. When he encountered self-righteous phonies, like in Matthew 23, and when people made it difficult for people to worship God for their own profit, like in the story of the cleansing of the temple. I want to dive a little deeper into that tomorrow, but for now, take a moment and think about this question. What would your painting of Jesus look like? Is he strong or weak? Is he passive or bold? What does your picture of Jesus look like? Let's pray. Father, we know that love doesn't mean apathy or constant passivity. In our love for you and for others, help us to let what angers you anger us, When people are being used and abused, oppressed and exploited, Jesus cares. Help us to care and act as well. That is love. Show us where love can be love, and it can also be strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow as we explore that a bit further in episode 458. And in the meantime, Jesus was not and is not a reflection of the current mood or the popular projection of the times. He is Lord and He is God. He is both the Lamb of God and the Lion of Judah. But He is never a sanitized sissy Savior.